Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am your host, Barbara Archer, from Insanity to Sane Radio. Thank you so much for joining in and tuning in to another broadcast. I just want to say thank you to all the supporters and listeners and followers that continue to follow this ministry week after week. As many of you all know, in the next few weeks, this Thursday morning broadcast will be coming to an end. One door closes while another door opens. I'm very excited about the new opportunities that God is bringing in my life, but I will still continue to have my broadcast on Wednesday evenings and Thursday evenings under Nearcom Television Productions. You can still follow me there as well. But I just want to thank you all. This past year has been a journey, and it has been a great experience. and a wonderful opportunity, and I could not have done it without God and the people that he has blessed me with. It has truly been a blessing. But as you know, that as you continue to grow with God, you may start off one way, and then God, he flips the script, meaning that he opens up other doors. Just because where you start does not mean that's where you're going to always stay at. Amen? So this morning, we're going to start off with prayer, and then we're going to get right into today's lesson. Next week, I do have an interview that I'll be doing next Thursday. And for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing it as well. One interview that I have decided that I would keep this radio platform going probably to the end of May, because I want to get this last final interview in, and it is going to be a blessing to each and every last one of you all. I just received the information a few weeks back, and I had the opportunity to talk to the person about this book, that a gentleman, his name is Mike Hollinger, and he had written a book that his wife started before she was terminally ill, and she went home to be with the Lord, leaving the husband and children without, you know, they was without their mother, and he was without his wife, but he knows that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when I received the information, I desperately wanted to do this interview, and I can't think of a better way to end this series under this platform. So continue to follow me every Thursday. That interview is going to be at the end of May. So just continue to follow me as we continue to get near that time for his interview. I'm looking at that interview around May the 26th. But I will keep each and every last one of you posted with the new information as it arrives. Okay, but Father, we just thank you this day. Lord, we just praise you, Father, for this day. It is indeed a privilege and an honor because you have chosen us to be here this day. Father, there's so many places that we could have been, so many places where we could have gone. But Father, it's because of your loving kindness and your gentle mercy, Father, that we're here. And Father, we just praise you this day for your grace. And I pray that you help each and every last one of us to walk in your grace this day, oh Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Father. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past week, what's going on. But Father, we just lift up your name. We exalt you, God. There's so much happening in the world today. And the enemy is just busy more so than ever. And the reason why he's so busy is because he knows that his time is short on earth. But Father, we're going to glorify you. We're going to praise you. We're going to honor you. If we don't do anything else, Father, we're going to lift your name on high. And I pray everyone under the sound of my breath that you will just touch and bless every person, Lord. Whatever needs that they may have, wherever that they may find themselves at, Lord, I just pray, Father, that you be glorified. And Father, you would just move in their lives. You would move in their situations. All it takes is one word from you, Father, and the person's situation can turn around. And Father, you're turning things around right now. And we just praise you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, this episode today is entitled, Our Relationship with God Will Determine Our Relationship with People. Wow, God continue to bless and keep you. Over the past weeks, we have discussed prayer and how effective prayer is in our lives when we learn to seek God. Today, we will discuss our relationship with God and how it overflows into the lives of people. All around us, people are struggling in relationships. And my question is, why? Well, I have the answer for you. It is a direct relationship of an unbalanced relationship with God. Okay, so I hope that you have your Bibles and your journals and just write down these imperative notes as we discuss this morning, because I know weeks back I started teaching on prayer and I was giving you the fundamentals of prayer and how prayer can affect your life and what we can do to turn that around in our lives. Okay, but then, you know, in between that, I was still doing interviews because I wanted to always have a platform that I can teach, but I can also share and enlighten God's people with other testimonies, with other people, what is happening in their lives, so that we can be well-rounded in every area. God doesn't want his people to be just somewhat rounded. He wants you to be completely rounded and grounded in every way possible. So I like to bring different fundamentals from different areas of life, you know, so that it can help us all to grow. You know, so I like to give things from a biblical standpoint and then also, you know, from a natural standpoint as well, because not everyone who listens to my podcast is a Christian, you know, and they may not understand fully. So I like to be able to have something that is relatable to all people, regardless of where you're at in life. Amen. But one of the things that what I want to talk about is this, your relationship. When you have poor relationships with people, it's because there is an imbalance going on with your relationship with God. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you a scripture that fully just comes to me, and it really speaks volume to me. Okay? And it's in Romans 12 and 18. It says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. It says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Because when you're not at peace with people, you can't be at peace with God. Because God created people. Okay? So if your relationship with people, if there's someone in your life right now that the relationship is strained, okay, that is because you have an unbalance going on with your relationship with God. Now, I'm just going to give you a short testimony, and I'm just going to share this with you because it happened to me. I remember my third husband when I was going through a separation with him, and he was really trying to reconcile, and he was really trying to work things out, and I was not having it whatsoever. And I even tried to justify my feelings as though that my feelings are right, and I have the right to feel this way, and, you know, and I just convinced myself that God is on my side and God is with me and all this, you know. And the reason why is because my relationship with God was unbalanced, okay? Yes, I was going to church, okay? I was reading my Bible. I was singing praises, okay? You can do all of that and still not have a right relationship with God. How many people you hear or know about, okay, that they praising God, that they raising their hands and everything like this way, but they at fault with their brother or they at fault with their sister? Well, when you at fault, the Bible says that if you have fault with your brother and sister, leave your gift at the altar. Go to your brother and make it right. Then come back and present your gift to God. That means leave it at the altar. That means get up, walk away. Now, I'm going to take that as though it not only applies to the altar, but it applies in our lives every day. If you have fault with your brother and sister, if you're in prayer, you need to get up, make that right with your brother and sister, and then come back and praise God and give God your praise. Okay, because one thing that separates us from God, okay, is sin. That's one of the things that separates us from God is sin. And another thing that separates us from God is when we're not at peace with one another. Because how can you be at peace and have that spirit of praise in your heart towards God and you at fault with this brother, you at fault with this sister? You know, even though maybe that person did something to you, maybe you have justified it and believe, okay, you know what, that you're right. And maybe you are right that that person have hurt you, and it is not your fault, okay? But the Bible says that when you know what you should do and don't do it, that is sin. Now, it's one thing if you don't know any better. You know, God overlooks ignorance, okay? But he calls all men to repent. So God overlooks ignorance, okay? But he calls you to repent, okay? So if you have that argument with someone, then you need to make that right, so that you can come back to God, so you can be in good standing with God. Because when you have that strife, okay, God is not in the midst of that. When you pray, okay, the Bible tells husbands, okay, that always have that right relationship with God and in your prayer time with God, because you do not want your prayers to be hindered, okay, because you have strife there, okay? The Bible speaks of it that that when husband and wife that do not go to sleep that night, when you are at conflict with your spouse, okay? Because what happens is that when you do that, when you wake up in the morning, have you ever had an argument with someone? You don't say that you're sorry. They don't say that they're sorry. Next day you see that person, or you may wake up with that person. It may be your husband, and you madder that morning than you were that night, because see, time has set in, okay? And the longer we stay angry, okay, we can justify that anger. And not only that, it's harder for us to come back because of the fact we have held on to it. And then it starts to feel comfortable, Okay? So when you don't do what the Bible instructs you to do, that is sin, because that is disobedience. And whenever there's disobedience, okay, God does not smile upon disobedience, okay? God will turn his back because of your disobedience, okay? So what we need to always do is to live in right standing with God. And I'm not going to tell you that that's easy to do and that you're never going to struggle in that area, because we all struggle in that area, okay? But one of the things, what I do know is that we don't have to stay there. So if your relationship, you're listening this morning, and you have fault with your brother or your sister or your spouse or anyone, make it right. And sometimes, not sometimes, when you don't make it right, there's only one thing that stands in your way, and that's pride. Because, see, pride says, I'm in the right. There have been times I had to apologize to people, and I knew I was right because I didn't do anything to them. You know, and that hurts when you have to apologize to someone that you don't feel that you have hurt them. You don't feel that you have upset them. But they felt offended. And one time I went through a similar situation like that way, and months went by, and I was like, okay, you know what, I haven't done anything to this. I can't recall that I've done anything or said anything to offend them. But then God reminded me of something. He says, it doesn't matter, Barbara, if you don't feel that you offended them. If they are offended, you need to go back. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say that was a deal breaker for me, because everything in my body did not want to do that. Because I feel, okay, if I wronged you, yes, I'm supposed to come to you and ask for forgiveness. But I'm in the right, and I still got to come back. But God says, it doesn't matter, Barbara, if you don't think that you offended them. If they are offended, you need to go to them. And I did. And when I did, it set me free, okay? It's not up. I don't have to worry about it anymore. It doesn't matter if they don't receive it. It don't matter to me if they say to me, yes, Barbara, I received it, but they don't. That's not my business. That's between them and God at that point, because I've done what I was supposed to do. And now I can sleep, you know? And prior to that, I'm tell you something. Barbara was not getting too much rest whatsoever, you know, because I was just, you know, I mean, really, I just wasn't getting any sleep. Because one of the things of what I found out is this: when you don't do what God has instructed you to do, okay, trust me, God will not let you get any sleep. You're not going to have a restful sleep, you know. You will lay there, okay, and you won't have any peace. And you won't have peace in anything that you do. You know? So that's my question to you today is this. Do you want God's peace? Do you want God's peace in your life? Because that's what I'm after. Just like the song that I played this morning, After Your Own Heart. Is that your prayer this morning? God, I'm after your own heart. If that's your prayer this morning, because if that is your prayer this morning, then you know what? You need to do everything that what you can do to make that happen. I mean everything, because God wants everything. He wants all of you. He doesn't want some of you. He doesn't want parts of you. He wants all of you, because there's something that he wants to do in you and through you. So just keep this in mind as you move forward today. If there's anyone that you need to make it right with, make it right with them. If there's anyone in your life that you're struggling with, make it right. Something in your relationship with God that God has asked you to do, he has spoke to you about to do, and you did not do it, do it today. And because I'm going to tell you why, okay? And over the past couple of weeks, God's really been speaking this verse to me. And it seems like everywhere I go, you know, it's in my devotions, you know, and well, let me just back up a moment. Even before I started reading it in my devotions, you know, I was, one morning I got up and I went into my prayer closet and I started praying. And as I was praying, you know, that the Lord spoke something to me. You know, and I started praying about it. I was like, Father, I said, I just want to seek you while you may be found. You know, and that just stayed on my heart. So I'm going to share the scripture with you. And ever since then, it's been in my devotion at least once a week. And it's Isaiah 55 and 6. And it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. And just let me repeat that again. And it's Isaiah 55 and 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Because right now, when God is near you, that's when you need to seek him more. Just seek him while he may be found. Because sometimes we can go on, and I'm gonna just bring it home to me in my own personal life right now. Because so often that we get busy, and sometimes that's the distraction of Satan to get us so busy in so many different things in so many different areas. And sometimes that, you know, we may not pray as much like we used to, you know, we may not read our Bibles like we used to because we get so busy and it seems like that there's just not time there for it. But the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. And also with obedience to God. Because, see, when we disobey God and we don't follow God's commands and we don't hold to his decrees and we just off on our own doing whatever that we choose to do, what happens is this, and I'm going to share this with you. What happens is that there may come a time that God will turn his back. And that's just not for me. That's for all of us this day. You know, you read throughout the Bible in the Old Testament that how when God's people, when they began to sin, how God just turned his back on them. You know, and he turned them over to their enemies. So the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near, because he's near to you. So you need to call on him. Seek him while he may be found, because one day, if you continue in your path of disobedience and you continue in your path of sin, and if this is you this morning under the sound of my breath, and this is you, and you have fallen into sin, you have fallen into the trap of disobedience, and you're walking in darkness, my prayer for you this morning is seek the Lord while he may be found. And as you look around the world, so much is happening in Baltimore, so much is happening there. We just had that terrible earthquake. I mean, you know, all these things are prophesied in the Bible, and all these things must come to pass before Christ returns. So when you see these things happening, the Bible says, do not worry. These things must happen before Christ returns. So we understand that. But seek the Lord while he may be found. I cannot stress that enough. Someone under my breath, they need to hear this morning. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Because one day, he may not be there. Because he has turned his back on you. Because why? You have turned your back on him. So my prayer to you this morning is, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He is near to you right now, this very moment. So call upon him and seek him with your whole heart. Because when you seek him, the Bible says, you will find him. When you seek the Lord with your whole heart, you will find him. Because God is right there. He has not left you. Whatever that your situation is, whatever you've done, whoever you have wronged, it doesn't matter. God is here today, and he's here to help you. He has come to your aid to bring healing and restoration and salvation to you. So seek him this day while he may be found. This may be your last moment. You don't know what the next moment may bring in your life. None of us do. We're here today. It used to be a saying. I would hear older people say, here today and gone tomorrow. Nowadays, it is here today and gone today. No one knows what may happen in our lives today. You don't know. So many people, they wake up in the morning and they go off on their way. They could get into a car accident, anything that can take their life. So you don't know. No one has time. And so many people say, oh, I have time, you know. I remember years and years ago, my mom, you know, because my mom raised us up in church. I knew God all my life, and my life was going astray and at a very young age in adolescent years. And my mom would always say, well, Barbara, I'm so tired of this. You just keep going on this path. I just pray God would just stop you, you know, that he would bring you to your senses. And I would always pray, God, just give me a few more years out here. I just want to have just a little bit more fun. Just give me a few more years, and then you can bring me in. And when I look back, I was so ignorant to even say something like that. You know, I mean, that's what it was. It was just sheer ignorance on my behalf. And I'm sure there are other people that have said or thought the exact same thing, you know. And because no one knows how much time that any of us have here on earth, you know. So seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Someone needs this morning. And I just pray that it blesses you right now in the name of Jesus. And I just pray your continued healing right now and your complete restoration, that God will continue to restore your soul in every area of your life in Jesus' name. So my prayer to you this morning also is have that relationship with God. Keep your relationship in good standing with God, so that your relationship with others will be fine. Because I've seen so many people, and they have relational issues with people all the time. And after a couple times, you know what I'm saying, like myself, I've been married 3 times, okay? Now, my first marriage, yes, I messed that one up. My second marriage, he was abusive. I couldn't do anything about that. My third marriage, you know what I'm saying, I messed that up. Say all that. After the third marriage, I could no longer look at these men. I had to take a closer look at myself. What was in me that attracted these type of men? What was in me that allowed my second husband to abuse me? So I could no longer look to them. I had to look at myself, and I had to own my own self. I had to own my own stuff. So that's what we need to do. So when you see people and they have falling out with so many different people, it's like, okay, it's not the people. It has to be you. You have to be the problem, you know, because if not, something in you that is attracting these kind of people in your life. So it's a deeper issue, and the issue lies within you, you know. So do an evaluation on yourself. Do that evaluation on yourself. Look at your own life and see where you're at. And see how your relationship with others, family, coworkers, neighbors, friends, family, see how those relationships are. If those relationships are tainted in any way, then there's some type of unbalance between you and your relationship with God. Make those relationships right, because at the end of the day, those relationships are very important, because relationships are very important to God. And we need to have those same, you know, we need to have that same passion with our relationships as well, is that we value those relationships. So those relationships matter, okay? Years ago, I used to just throw relationships to the side, you know. I really didn't care about relationships whatsoever. I really didn't care about friends or anything like that, you know. But God had to do a work in my life. And now I want to be able to repair relationships. If they're broken, I want to be able to repair them. I'm still praying, asking God to repair my relationship with my one sister. And I'm believing God's going to do that. Okay, so we're almost out of time right now. I just have a few announcements this evening. Tune in for an inspiring interview with Miss Christy. I will be interviewing her on the Neocom platform this evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I mean Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do not want to miss that interview this evening. It's going to be a blessing, and I just pray that you are tuning in so that you can come join us this evening. Her name is Trish Stanley. You do not want to miss it. She's right out of here in Atlanta, Georgia. So just be blessed. I'll be back in the studio next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another broadcast. Until then, be blessed, and remember, God loves you with an everlasting love. Enjoy your day, and walk and be at peace with all men. Amen, in Jesus' name. Until then, we love you, and just go out be extra kind to someone today. Show kindness to someone today. Even if it's just one person, just show that kindness to them, okay? All right, so I'll be back next week. Until then, God bless.